You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's Living the Bream with the host of Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream.
This week on Living the Bream, we have got an inspiring couple of guys to join us today to talk about things that are so important and organizations that are important too in our society and that are serving and lifting up people who have served and lifted up this country. Today we have with us Paul McQuigg and Sebastian, his son, to talk about their journey together in so many different ways. And I want to start by, first of all, welcoming you guys. And Paul, thanking you for your service to our country too. Welcome.
Thank you, Shannon. And it's a pleasure to serve, and it's an honor to serve as well.
Well, you guys are so inspiring. Paul, I want to tell people a little bit about you. You're a Marine who was critically injured in 2006, a bomb blast. You fought back into recovery, and a lot of that had to do with the Semper Fi and America's Fund. We'll talk about that nonprofit that's helping our veterans. But tell us a bit about your experience and what has kept you motivated and going.
A lot of community support from the fund has been instrumental in helping me keep going, as well as my son, Sebastian, and my family have really been a good support system. The fund is really like a family when they bring you underneath their wings and help lift you up and help push you forward, and they're there if you have to step away.
Yes, so Semper Fi and America's Fund is a veteran nonprofit that provides support to combat wounded service members and their families. And Sebastian, you were so young as this was playing out for your father and his recovery and raising you. I would imagine you guys are pretty tight.
Yeah, my dad and I, we have a very, very close relationship. It's almost like a brotherly love, except, you know, there's the parenting, but like we have a really good relationship. We talk all the time. Growing up, it was just him and I all the time. So we have a very, very close relationship, for sure.
And you play football at UNLV. And how much of what you're doing out there on the field is inspired by your dad, is kind of in tribute to him as well?
Yeah, well, when it comes to playing football, there's a lot of times where you want to give up, especially there's a time during high school when I was striving to become a Division I athlete, and COVID shut down everything. Mm-hmm. They shut down schools, football, sports, and everything. And, you know, I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. And I still had this dream of playing Division I football. I didn't know if that was going to happen, but, you know, I was encouraged by, you know, not necessarily what my dad was telling me to do, but what he was doing actively. Like he was continuing to persevere past his injuries, continuing to persevere through it all. And that inspired me just to keep going, to keep working, even though everything was shut down or a lot of people didn't believe that, you know, I had the opportunity or the chance to play college football at one point. And being there on the field, there's a lot of times, especially in the Vegas hot sun where, you know, you don't want to be there. Yeah, it's very brutal out there at practice, but you know you got to just keep going, and that's something that my dad, you know, instilled in me at a very young age. He's always been my coach, you know, ever since I started playing football up until high school. He was coaching on my football teams, and one thing that, you know, he always taught was, you know, you don't want to give up, and losers give up, and I didn't want to be a loser, so that's something that my dad taught me at a very young age for sure.
I'm not sure I used those exact words.
But you've really You've modeled this for him. I mean, your injury in that bomb blast, shattered jaw, extensive nerve and tongue damage. You've had all kinds of surgeries. Doing that while raising a young son, I can't imagine how many challenges you felt knowing you want to be the best father for him, but you're fighting to repair your own life, too, at the same time.
Yeah, that's That's 100% true. I think I knew that he was always watching me. Young kids always want to know what mommy and daddy are doing or their parents are doing. And to have him watch me and mold his aspirations after what I've been going through was a big thing. You know, we raise our kids to be better than us. So in order to set that example for him to be better than me, I knew that I needed to keep on going. Quit is not a word that we use a lot in this household. And that's something else that the Marines and the Fund also use a lot of. But they don't give up. You keep on going. Mm-hmm. You set the example for others. And you put the bad stuff behind you. And there's always going to be a silver lining. No matter how bad the situation is, there's always something positive that can come from it. And those are the things you focus on. And you want to inspire others to emulate what you are doing as you go through the process.
Mm-hmm. So I want to tell people a little bit more about Semper Fi and America's Fund, which was so critical for you guys. It's described as having a very holistic approach about the healing process for our veterans. Body, mind, and spirit. They've got case managers. They're dedicated to supporting service members, but they also build relationships. You guys do together, whether it's the case managers, the visiting nurses, the team that helps you to try to navigate all of the medical and emotional recovery, all the things that you need. Tell us a little bit more about what they've meant to you guys, how they helped, how they plugged into your life, and what they're doing for others who are in need.
I think, Sharon, one of the really important things, and you say that, is that they, so you mentioned that my jaw was shattered. I was nonverbal, so my jaws were wired shut. I had lost over 60% of my tongue. So my mom did a lot of communicating for me. My mom had taken a leave of absence from her employment in Indiana, and she had flown out here to California to help me out with Sebastian. And the women in the fund, because the fund was founded by military spouses, they really were a huge support system for my mom. Sandra Saylor specifically, she and my mom spoke a couple times a week. I wasn't aware of this at the time, but they helped to guide my mom through the military system, the medical system. I think with their support, my mom was able to almost seamlessly step into being a caretaker for myself and help out with Sebastian. Without the support of the fund and the women, the way they supported my mom and myself and Sebastian, but kind of like a sisterhood with my mom, really helped her to make that transition from moving halfway across the country to deal with the emotions of having a broken son and a grandson who was, he was only 2.5 at the time, so he was there in those formative years. So without that support, it would have been much, much greater of a struggle.
Yeah. So, Sebastian, watching all of this, seeing the people that came to help, I know you were so young for so much of this, but how has this shaped you as a young man growing up today? I mean, you're the age now playing, D1 college football, that your dad was out there serving in the Marines. How has his life impacted your life?
Well, I'm sure we all remember that we have those small core memories that we have when we're toddlers. Like, you don't remember everything, but you have like those 5 or 4 things that you briefly remember when you were the age of 2 or 3. And I actually remember one of the times when I was little, I had this book. I forgot what book it was, but it was a bedtime story that I always loved my dad to read, or anybody to read me before I went to bed. And I was 3 years old or so, and I was in the hospital with my dad. I asked him to read it to me, but he couldn't talk. That's actually a core memory that I actually like vividly remember. I asked him to read it for me, and he just shook his head. And then my grandma was like, "Oh, he can't read it," in the hospital bed. And that, that stuck with me my whole life. seeing where he used to be and where he is now, seeing that anything is possible, you know, with people that are there to help you, like the Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund, they helped my dad and, well, you know, our family tremendously get through a lot. And I remember ever since he made a great recovery, there's been plenty of events in San Diego that we've been to, that we've been invited to by the Semper Fi and America's Fund, that I've been attending ever since I was little. Like, they'd put me up in these little tuxedos, and like, I would show up at my dad. And my dad, I'm sure Stu Baker remembers this, but my dad would be speaking, and then I would be like, "Oh, that's my dad," or we'd have different events, you know, for, you know, Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund, which is really cool. You know, it wasn't just, you know, they left us like, "Oh, let's move on to the next guy." Like, no, ever since my dad's injury, you know, they've been connected with us ever since. You know, they've always been there for our family, always looked after us, and I'm forever grateful for that. You know, and then with playing college football and stuff, it helps to be around a family oriented environment, especially on a football team, a college football team for that matter. Things are taken very, very seriously. You dedicate a lot of your time to being around those players and your teammates. And, you know, I think at a young age, not only like the McQuigg household, like taught family, but like Semper Fi Fund and America's Fund taught a lot as well. You know, the family, you know, you're not just there for the bad times, or you're not just there for the good times. You know, you're there all the time. You know, if they need help, you're there. If they don't need help, they're still there, you know, and that's something that America, Semper Fi and America's Fund really did for our family and for me as well, of course. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that.
Mm-hmm. And Paul, it sounds like Sebastian's been saying, this isn't just when you need it in the immediate aftermath of your injuries or surgeries, which you certainly do, but it sounds like a much longer term relationship to make sure that people don't just make it through that initial shock and re-entry and recovery physically, but making sure that long-term, the recovery continues on multiple levels.
Most definitely, Sam. So I have a case manager, and every service member who comes to the fund is assigned a case manager. And it's kind of like a surrogate mother, so to speak. And they follow us. If they don't hear from us periodically, then they will check in with us and call us. My case manager is Christine Jones. I've been with her since 2013. And they check up on us. They, I had an incident a couple of years back where my house was robbed. And and it was a pretty invasive experience. You know, that's not something that you want to happen, and unfortunately it does happen from time to time to people. And the fund heard about it, and what they did was they paid to have an alarm system installed on my house, and they paid for also the first year of the contract as well to help give Sebastian and I that sense of security that our home, you know, if someone subscribes to them, then the alarm would go off and the authorities would respond. So, that's one thing that they do. And I was injured in 2006, and now we're in 2023, and the fund is still very active in our lives. We're active with the fund, you know, with events. And you know, I said they initially had helped my mother because she had a home in Indiana that she also had to continue paying the mortgage for. So they helped her to stay out here with me and Sebastian while I went through my recovery. So you got from 2006 to now, 2023, that, like Sebastian said, that once you're a member of the fund, you're a member of the fund for life, you know, and so it's a family organization, and they do family events across the country. It's not just physical, it's also holistic and mental, and so it's the entire body and the entire family. So, you know, it's a multi-dimensional system that just keeps everyone moving upwards. You know, it's a hand up and not a hand out is what it is.
We'll have more Living the Bream in a moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're talking with Sebastian and Paul McQuigg. Paul has served our country as a Marine, suffered great injury in a bomb blast, and has fought forward and raised his son, Sebastian, who is now a college football player, taking inspiration from his dad. Both of them have firsthand experience with the service and the care of Semper Fi and America's Fund. And by the way, as we're talking about this, if you'd like to help, if you'd like to figure out how you can help our wounded and injured vets, just go to their website, thefund.org. You can find them on social media as well. And hey, if you're a family that fits this criteria, if you're a veteran, if you need the help, this fund is there for you too. And again, a holistic approach for family and those who are caregivers and everybody who is trying to get through a physical and a mental health recovery as well. Sebastian, tell us about you. You've made it to the other side of COVID. How is football going?
Football has been a ride, that's for sure. I got to say that football is something that I'm very passionate about ever since I've been younger. And it's definitely changed over time, especially in college. I have a lot of fun. You're there a lot with the boys, you know, with the coaches and the weight room. And it's a lot of fun. I would say that, you know, I'm excited to see – we have a new coaching staff coming in, that's here. So I'm excited to see, you know, where that goes in the next season. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's like a business. That's what I know about college football. It's like a business. It's not as glamorous as it looks on TV. A lot of people think it's very glamorous. It's all these riches. And no, there's a lot of hard work that goes into it. And I'm all for it. So,
absolutely. Well, you've seen that hard work modeled by your dad, and I'm sure many other people in your family who have stepped up and been a part of the healing experience. And as that continues, just thank you guys for sharing your story with us. I am always ready for college football season to start. I feel like it should be year round, 365 days a year. Very disappointing that we don't have it throughout the spring and summer, but I'm looking to fall. And folks, watch for Sebastian McQuigg out there with UNLV. And Paul, thank you both for sharing your story with us and the Semper Fi and America's Fund for what they've done in your family. And they're doing so many other families. Again, you can check them out at thefund.org if you want to help. Or if you need some of their assistance, it's an amazing organization serving our veterans as something I think all of us across America agree is a beautiful, a very important thing to do. So thank you both for sharing your story. It's great to meet you on Living the Bream.
Thanks for sharing. Thanks for the time. And really appreciate what you're doing to help promote the funds and raise awareness. As long as there are veterans and service members, they're going to be those that are going to need assistance. It takes people that help support the fund and invest in the fund to help bridge that gap between what the service members are able to provide for themselves as well as what the government can provide and what is needed in the long run.
Yeah, and help navigating all of those very confusing policies and bureaucracies that can be so difficult for our veterans. And I hear that all the time. So God bless you guys for sharing your story and for the fund and the work that you're doing. We'll watch for you in the fall, Sebastian.
Awesome. Thank you.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.